WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville says it spent more than $30,000 on its police response to the Ku Klux Klan rally last month as another far-right rally to support the Lee statue and counter-protest is planned for this month. Dominion Energy repays money it overcharged thousands of commercial customers. And in today's feature, the next installment of our Women of Interest series, we'll profile Harrisonburg Mayor Dena Reed. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, August 3rd.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Charlottesville spent nearly $33,000 on the police response to a Ku Klux Klan rally last month. About 50 members of the Loyal White Knights came to Charlottesville on July 8th to protest the removal of a statue honoring Confederate General Robert E. Lee. They were met by more than 1,000 protesters condemning the rally. The city says the total it spent includes more than $23,000 in personnel costs, including about $16,000 in overtime for Charlottesville police officers. Money was also spent on things such as food, gas masks, and helmets. Also, Virginia's largest electric utility says it will repay more than $11 million it overcharged some commercial customers by not properly reading meters. Dominion Energy overcharged about 24,000 commercial customers between 2013 and 2016 because the company's meter readers were not resetting meters each month to track peak demand. Regulatory filings show the company expects to pay between $11 to $12 million in refunds, plus interest and a 5% goodwill credit. The company has said the improper readings may have occurred before 2013, but the company doesn't have the records to check. Customers who can show they were overbilled prior to 2013 will be eligible for refunds. The State Corporation Commission approved Dominion's repayment plan last week. We've seen them on top of police cruisers across Virginia, license plate readers constantly tracking your whereabouts and feeding your local police department with information about where you have been and when you were there. Now a lawsuit is challenging that. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has details.
Massive surveillance of the public. That's what the American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia calls license plate readers, those cameras attached to the top of police vehicles that can collect hundreds of pieces of information every second, all with a date stamp and a location marker. Leslie Mehta is one of the ACLU lawyers taking a case out of Fairfax County to the Supreme Court of Virginia.
If an individual always goes by this particular location, a police officer could gather that information and determine, you know, next Tuesday, this person will be at this particular location.
And that's all without a warrant or even an active investigation. Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says this case is a classic example of the tension between freedom and order.
Somewhere along the line, some car is going to go missing, and instead of being able to check thousands of license plate readers, it's very possible that this change in law, if the ACLU wins, could result in the inability to do so.
The Supreme Court of Virginia is expected to hear oral arguments in the case later this year. I'm Michael Pope.
Dena Reed's four-year term on Harrisonburg's city council began this year. She says she never planned to run for office, but now she's the mayor. In the second installment of WMRA's Women of Interest series, Christopher Clymer-Kurtz has this profile.
When Harrisonburg native Dena Reed won her race for city council, which subsequently chose her to be mayor, she had dubbed herself an everyday leader for everyday people.
I mean, I'm not a wealthy person. I live in the same community that I grew up in. You know, I'm not a lawyer or I'm a program director for an after-school program, right? And I'm your mayor.
Tuesday, July 11, 2017, city council meeting to order. Roll call, please, Mary Hope.
Mayor Reed.
Here.
But each and every day is a product and part of history, as she full well knows.
I was surrounded, and I always talk about women who kind of had their hands on me when I was growing up. And that would be my mom, of course, and my grandmother and my aunt. My grandmother had these friends, Miss Wilhelmina Johnson, Miss Barbara Blakey, who was my high school teacher. And those women kept their hands on me as I was growing up, but they also were community activists, and community service was at their core. all of them are with me in this moment because I'm standing on their shoulders.
After she graduated from Harrisonburg High School, Reed studied for a couple years at Radford University, then spent a couple decades living and working in business in Charlottesville and then Richmond. She returned to Harrisonburg to care for her aging grandmother and substitute taught in the city schools. She has served with a variety of community organizations and is now the program director for an after-school program called On the Road Collaborative. Reed said that when she found herself working with young girls of color, she realized that she was embodying the women who shaped her.
And I think that was a defining moment that I was actually being the mentor to young girls the way Miss Wilhelmina and Miss Blakey were being mentors to me. That I'm like, oh, wow, now I'm doing this. You know, now I'm them. And then, of course, I decided to run for office, which was totally different.
Had you ever anticipated doing that?
No. Do you want to hear that story?
Reed said she was concerned about overcrowding in Harrisonburg High School and began attending city council meetings.
And I was sitting there one night, and I was listening. And it just dawned on me, I was like, them women up there, right?
She found out that with only a handful of exceptions, Harrisonburg city council members have always been white men.
Harrisonburg is a very diverse community, but the leadership wasn't diverse. So I went out and tried to find a woman to run.
That woman turned out to be herself.
I mean, I'm not trying to say anything, but, you know, it's time to have women in these leadership roles, right? Because at 52,000 people in population, you know, women are over 50% of that population, right? We are more than men. So our voices are important and needed to be heard. And just having three women over, you know, that's not acceptable. So I kind of wanted to break that glass ceiling.
And again, she points back to the women who shaped her.
I remember they would always make us, and I said make, they would always make us speak at church. Even when we were young, you know, I'm talking about, you know, 10 or 11, 12. I remember this vividly, you know, stand up in front of people and we either had to quote scripture or read something. And I hated that because I was unsure. I was uncomfortable. And then I remember standing over here at the council chambers and delivering my caucus speech. And it was so clear to me, I was being prepared by them ladies for that moment.
She also points to the girls she mentors. She said some were at that caucus speech.
It was like, now these girls can see themselves in this role.
With that history, her foundation, and a city council term only begun, Reed also has an eye on a personal goal, completing her education degree.
I decided probably about 5 years ago, I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and finish this. I need to finish this. So I've been working on it, but I got to get through this one class, and the one class is math. Okay.
And you're looking out the window all around the room. Like, is there anything else we can talk about?
But I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
Any item placed on the consent agenda will be removed and taken up as a separate matter if so requested.
Learn more about Mayor Reed and our Women of Interest series at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Thursday.